dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans at all of college football. No question of mine, I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rogers just tore them loose from their shoes.
It's a feeling that you can't describe. You put one of those shirts on, and it's like you got power.
Gets it off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
It's part of you, and once you leave here, it doesn't leave you.
The snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. And there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history, 13-0, and bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
Nothing can compare to it.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30. Eludes a tackler, 35. Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30. He's going to go. Holy cow. Touchdown, Tommy Frazier.
I wish everybody had the opportunity just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that N on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Third down. Cross to the middle.
It doesn't get any better than it is here.
Oh, Dan traps, escapes. And on the first down. Oh, Dan, look at this.
Jeez.
Oh, no, he could go.
Wow. Amazing.
See you later. That may be one of those unreal runs I have ever seen.
This is a special place. It's like one big family, and that's what I want it to be. I look back at all the tradition and all the things that have gone on here, and the great players and the great teams that have played here, and I want to bring everything back into the fold to allow us to move this program forward and to get the best out of everything that we can do.
First down and 10 to go. Here's a handoff to Thunder, who gives it back to Mike Stokes. He's going to throw it. He's got a man out.
Yeah!
40! Eric Crouch! 15! 10! 5! Touchdown!
Have some fun and play with Cashman. The most physical football team, the team that hits the other team right there, underneath the chin. That's the team that's going to win this football game.
Senior T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. And the snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is get on its way, and the kick is good. Makes it in there. 57 yards out of school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31.
And you know what? We got the N on the side of our helmets, fellas. And that's what the N on the side of your helmet is all about. Let's take those N's and put it right underneath your chin for four corners and get out to somebody's house.
Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted at Damakutsu. Sue to the 20, 15, touchdown Sue. And Damakutsu's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Damakutsu?
The stadium is blowing up.
got to get highlights with brand new teams. I'm all distraught. I don't know. It's the Doug and Danny Show on the first Friday in June. And that's right. We went with the Football Open today because just so much news has distraught me in the last 24 hours, including the firing of the Baltimore Orioles manager, who, you know, like for $50, nobody could name. Nobody could name that guy. It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we told you, Big Daddy is off today. He is preparing for a fishing tournament. Yes. So I have brought in someone who was in the area of my last adventure, the Ord Open, last weekend. And I say in the area because he was in the fairways of the correct hole. And Chris Bassnett from the Kearney Hub joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bass, what's up?
If had I known we were going to play a 15-minute Husker Open, I probably wouldn't have co-hosted today. But whatever. It's June, so everybody's in a football mindset.
It cuts down your time. The pay just keeps going down with every minute. We want to talk a lot of football because just an incredible story, it seems like, comes out from one of our former guests on the show, Chip Brown, orangeblood.com. You want to check out his story there on the Pac-10 reportedly offering six Big 12 schools invitations, which would make them a 16-team conference, which to me just seems incredible, and what a bold move. I wonder why the SEC didn't step up, because it would seem to make more sense for these schools outside of Colorado all to go to the East. But what a move by the Pac-10, if indeed this comes down, taking all the schools out of the South except Baylor, and then Colorado, and joining a super conference with 16 teams. We're going to talk about that. Mike Trader is going to join us. All-Star Basketball coming up this weekend. Also, Olympian and soon-to-be Wrestling Hall of Famer Rulon Gardner is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. The induction ceremonies are going on this weekend. But, Baz, congratulations on a check last week at the Ord Open.
You know, it's a tradition unlike any other, Doug, the Ord Open.
It is.
It doesn't, like they say, the Ord Open doesn't really start until Baz is in the back nine on Sunday trying to stay in the top of the first flight and not get bumped up.
And kind of a, you know, you had taken a year off because of knee surgery and all of the infidelity that you had had in your life.
Yeah.
And so then you came back and, you know, you had been two-time defending first flight champion, take the year off, and then you fall to second. There's just not enough time on the range, or somebody, you know, bagged it.
You know, it's tough. It's tough on you mentally when you've got to deal with all these things. You know, a lot of people can deal with this stuff in private. I'm dealing with it out in public. And, you know, that makes it difficult to get on the golf course and focus. When you watch a guy shoot 92 on a par 66 course, that makes it tough to focus.
Very tough. Very tough. You don't get to swing as much.
Well, yeah.
When you're good.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, you get stiff. Your swing doesn't stay as fluid. You start missing some putts, and pretty soon you're getting second in the first flight.
You know, the amazing thing is, as bad as I am, there were still like 25 people worse than me.
You had a good weekend, I thought. You hit some good shots. You won a couple skins. You hit some bad shots.
Bam! You know, does it really matter if you win skins if they don't pay you?
That's a good point, yeah.
You know, I'm hunting you people down. I'm hunting you down.
We know where you live.
That's exactly right. Huh. And even if we don't know where you live, we know where you hang out and have a tap. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number for today's show, 888-455-3776. The crazy thing is, that's the number for the show every day. Also, the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Baz, I want to get your thoughts on a couple of the stories outside of football, but I want to also hit that football. I just don't understand it with Bud Seeley. We said it yesterday. It just continued throughout the day yesterday. And unless you're an analyst, that you just have some weirdo thing that you don't want this changed, you're not doing anything to the sport in a negative way if you award this Galarraga kid a perfect game. Bud Selig, you are just a crusty old fart. That is all you are. You are just, you're not doing, yeah, you don't have to conform to the public, but you know what? Tim Kirkjian said this would just be opening a new, you know, somewhere we've never been in baseball.
Oh no.
Yeah, good God. I'd hate to see us ever take a step forward in any phase of our life, and that's exactly what you're saying, Tim Kirkjian. Even football, every other sport is step forward. I just want your thought on this whole Galarraga thing outside of the... We all know it's a bull and call. What's your thought?
You know, And I agree with you. I think they have to change the call. I happen to be lucky enough or unlucky enough to catch the thing live when it happened, and you're going, you know, good God, there's got to be something you can do. You know, obviously it hasn't happened before, but you look at that, you change it to a perfect game, it's not going to affect the outcome of the game. You know, the guy that actually got the quote-unquote hit, it's not going to affect his race for the batting title because he's probably batting 220 anyway, so it doesn't matter. Give the guy a perfect game. It's happened 21 times in Major League history. You know what? This would have been the third one this year, which makes it even more historic that it's the third one in a season. But, you know, like you said, this is the same commissioner that decided we needed a tie in the All-Star game a few years ago. So I guess we shouldn't be surprised that this is a decision, but I agree with you. You know, outside of the baseball purists who make up, you know, 0.0001% of the population, everybody wants a change to a perfect game.
And give me a reason, Bud Selig. Yeah. Give me a reason. If you're going to be a commissioner, pulling down the kind of cash that you're making, taking care, supposedly, of the game that is America's pastime, you are accountable. Give us a reason. The world wants the change. We can even tell the president what to do if you band together enough. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah.
And we can't tell the commissioner of Major League Baseball, you know, the owners are all 100, so there's nothing that they're going to do there. I just think it's so absurd.
It's a bad situation all around. It's a bad situation for Galarraga, for Jim Joyce, the umpire, for everybody involved. And to, you know, as ever people have said, to Galarraga's credit, he's handled it better than anybody else in the world has.
They've handled it so well.
Yeah.
So well.
And that's, sadly, you know, we say, well, he handled it well, and yes, that's great, but Selig has chosen to focus on, well, that's great sportsmanship that he handled it so well. Well, he shouldn't have to handle it so well. It should be a perfect game. It should never be an issue.
Which should make it easier for you, Bud Selig, to overturn it.
Yeah. You got 6,000 fans showing up for a Marlins game. You think you maybe have some trouble with public relations? Maybe this would help public relations a little bit?
They have a chance to erase a bad scene, and then everybody kind of forgets about it.
Yeah.
You know, you could say, well, boy, imagine... What did we go, 3 decades? I think somebody said not quite 30 years, but it was 20-some years without a perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
Then they sprinkled in a couple here lately. Well, it reminds me of the Triple Crown. Yeah, we had 3 winners in the 70s, and we haven't had one since. What if it's another 20 years without a perfect game, and you go, who was the last guy to throw a perfect game? Armando Galarraga. Oh, no, it was Roy Halladay. Yeah, it was Roy Halladay.
Well, and you're affecting people's lives because Jim Joyce has got to live with the fact that he's the guy that blew that call for the rest of his life.
Exactly.
If you change it, people are forgetting about it a week later. And now Jim Joyce is in there with Don Dinkins. You're fair or not to both of those guys.
Yeah, but Don was right. You know.
Well, you know, whatever. We're not going to talk about that because there's Royals fans and Cardinals fans. Anyway, you know, he's lumped in with those guys. He's got to go to bed thinking about that every night. He's going to wake up every morning knowing he's the guy that did that. And it's 10 times the story it is if they would just change the call and move on with it and be done.
Yeah, you have a chance to change the negative publicity. I don't understand that. Yeah. If BP could change the oil spill, I think they would.
Yeah,
Bud Selig, change the oil spill. It's incredible. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Our guests are set to join us here in the next 2 segments. Mike Trader, of course, longtime legendary coach who does so much work now with the youth, getting them ready for the next level. He's going to join us. Rulon Gardner is being inducted into the Wrestling Hall of Fame tomorrow night in Oklahoma, the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Museum in Stillwater, Oklahoma. He's going to join us, the Olympian, the former Husker. And so let's take a break. We'll be back with more Doug and Daddy with Chris Baznett of the Kearney Hub filling in. Plus, got to find out what we're going to do with this Seth Blank guy. Back after this.
Summer's finally here, and if you want to make your summer memories last longer than your tan, get into Kearney Yamaha now. Make memories for the whole family at the lake with a new Yamaha jet ski from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, you could take advantage of $1,000 off on select new jet skis.
This is Tyler Cranes at Kearney Yamaha, and we want to save you money on a brand new 2010 jet ski. Stop by today and you'll be enjoying the lake this weekend.
Your 2010 model jet ski with 160 horsepower, reverse, and off-throttle steering is waiting for you at Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's Power Sports Mall.
The courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill. Their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing. Or how about their outstanding prime rib? Also at the courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Two balls, one strike, the next pitch. Fly ball, right field, hit pretty well. It is over the head of the right
fielder two. Butler comes in to score. Kiaspo to score. Mitch Meyer. It's a three-run double.
What a ninth inning for the Royals.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Royals.
This is Bob Davis.
This is Steve Stewart.
Join us for the next game brought to you in part by Builders Kearney in Grand Island.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine developing in our forecast today with a warm high temperature near 90 degrees. And for tonight, we could see a slight chance for a scattered shower or storm. Otherwise, expect clouds with a low of 62. I'm meteorologist Sam Zadiski. Right now, 75.
Crane game dominated Daddy again yesterday at Godfather's. There was a yellow monkey, and the blue bear has no chance of coming out of the Crane game, and that's just part of the excitement. When you're at Godfather's in their new location in the Archway Plaza on North 2nd and 42nd Street in Kearney, where we enjoyed the buffet yesterday, the new lunch buffet is served from 11 until 2, 7 days a week, only $6.50, and includes a salad bar, which is very tasty, a little monkey bread at the end.
Yeah.
Yesterday they had like some cheese bread.
Ooh.
I mean, I guess that's what it was, but it was like stuffed in there. And, oh,
I like that.
It was very, very good.
Yummy.
Pepperoni pizza, hamburger pizza, combo pizza, and of course Daddy and the gang up there that we went with yesterday, they love that taco pizza, and plenty of Dr. Pepper for me. So it was all good.
Perfect.
At Godfather's, and for delivery, all you have to do is call 234-9444, open Friday and Saturday from 11 to 11. Delivery every day while they're open, because why would you want a pizza when they're closed? If you're really hungry, try Godfather's, and if you don't want the buffet, calzones, a regular pizza, it's there for you. Plus, you can watch ESPN on their several big-screen TVs throughout the 140-seat dining room facility. It is the new Godfather's in the Archway Plaza, just west of Complete Nutrition, bigger and better on the hill in the Archway Plaza. Well, coming up tomorrow night, the All-Star Games are starting, and one of them tomorrow is Mike Trader and his gang, and that game is going to be at Adams Central. The girls begin at 6, the boys at 8, and of course there are a lot of great teams, a lot of great athletes, all the way from all the Hastings schools to Blue Hill to Spalding to Loup City to, man, Kennesaw, Seward, and Alyssa Camphouse is going to be there, part of the girls' game. So many great athletes. And Mike Trader joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, it's great to catch up with you again, Mike. I want to call you coach every time I see you, because I think you've earned it. But you've stepped back now and have done so many things with the youth. But this All-Star game, even though it's a one-night hit, boy, there's some great kids that are coming in and some basketball that's going to be enjoyed. I want to get your thoughts, though, because every year that we get into this All-Star time, there are so many games, and some of these kids are pulled so many directions, basketball, volleyball, football, baseball going on. The kids still seem to really enjoy it, though. Is there ever, when you're putting these things together, is there ever any problems? Evidently not. You got like 35 kids coming tomorrow.
Right, yeah. You know, I'm amazed. I really am at how many things kids get done today compared to, of course, I go way back, but compared though to when I was in high school, and even years after that, and not just with All-Star games, but just their summer is so filled. I mean, if you're an athlete, a lot of these kids are, you know, they're football. If you're a girl, you're a volleyball, basketball. If you're a male athlete, you've got obviously basketball, track, the whole deal, baseball. And each sport's really demanding. I mean, coaches demand more of your time today, I think, than ever before. And I'll tell you what, the kids, I think, for the most part, do a great job with it. And again, not just with the All-Star games, but there's no question about it. It's a time-consuming deal for these kids anymore.
Coach, when you're putting these rosters together, what's the process you're looking at as far as picking kids out, selecting kids, when you take all the other stuff that you just talked about into consideration?
Right. We're a little bit different, I suppose, in that we don't, you know, a lot of the All-Star games go by conference against conference or something like that. What we really tried to do, we start locally with the Hastings area, then work out. But I think, as you can see, for example, we've got the Camphouse girl from Seward playing in it. So we don't limit ourselves, you know, to to a conference or to a class or anything like that. We think that helps us, you know, get some of the better players that that are available. So, like I said, the we've got a couple of the Seward gals, the Camp House, the Mueller girl, are they're playing in it, and you know, just down the line. So we've got small schools, we've got large schools, and I think is fun for the kids to play, because they're going to be playing against different people, you know, rather than the people they participated against during the year. So again, we don't lock ourselves in. We do start, you know, of course, it's at Adams Central, so we do start with the Hastings area and just kind of work out from there.
Mike Trader joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Chris Basnett joining me today, filling in for Big Daddy. And, Mike, this start of the summer season, everybody wants to get camps and get better as well. I'm sure you've seen some of these kids in your camps in the past now that they're getting ready to go on to college. I wanted to touch on the different camps that you have as well, because kids obviously have a lot to choose from out there. When you bring these kids into camp, especially the younger kids, where are you starting? Are you looking at each individual kid, or is there one or two main things that you're trying to improve with all of these kids that come to camp over the summer?
That's a great question. It's a tremendous question. What we try to do at our individual camps, where I'm in the middle, in fact, today is our last day of the first camp that we have. I'm up at Central Catholic, Grand Island Central Catholic right now. And I guess we really stress a lot of shooting, and we really break the shooting down. And I don't care where you play. I don't care if you're a forward, if a guard, if you play at a big school, small school, junior high, it doesn't matter. If you can improve your shot, it's going to play, obviously, a big part in your success. So we really break the shot down a lot and spend a lot of time with it. We videotape the shot. And then we do work on other fundamentals as well, one-on-one moves, passing and dribbling, things like that. And then we try to, obviously, kids like to play. So we do, you know, we sprinkle the games in the afternoon. But, you know, if we were to say what do we really stress, without question, teaching shooting and the real fundamentals of it from footwork all the way up.
Mike Trader joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Next question kind of continues on with that thought, Mike, because some of them are team camps and some of them are individual camps. And, boy, I'm thinking back to the teams that have done so been so successful, and Coach Gavers is one of them right there, St. Cecilia, Ravenna. You got to have a stud on the team, if you're going to get to state and win games at state. But these schools, and there's so many of them, find a way to make number four, number five, number seven, number eight, a part of the team, and these guys that are winning are teams. I mean, you find an individual that maybe scores 25 points a ball game, and they're playing on a 500 team. Where do you bring all that together? A kid that can get you 25, but yet maybe he needs to do some other things to bring his team along to be successful in the long run.
Right. Well, I really think that's obviously coaching. You know, I think having probably a guy that did that as well as anybody that I know is Larry Ribble, who helps us with the camps, has helped us for a long time, and who's here, will be here for all of our camps. He coached at Millard South and won seven state championships, five at Millard South and two at Pawnee City. And if you take a look at some of his players that he had over the years, I mean, Brian Nielsen would be one of the all-time, you know, great players that UNK ever had, played for Coach Ribble, and I'm not sure, but I doubt if he averaged more than 13 or 14 points a game. Scott DeBoer, who played for us, pretty much the same. I mean, these guys were all state players, but they, without question, put the team first. And so I think to answer your question, it goes back to coaching. You know, it goes back to a coach having the ability to get across, hey, you'll get your recognition. Good things will happen to you if you put the team first. And I think to take it a step further, I think a group that did that about as well as any group I've ever seen and this past year and the last couple of years would be the Hastings St. Cecilia kids. I mean, there's a lot of good individual kids but they did a great job, I thought, of putting the team first and sacrificing roles, things like that.
Mike Trader with us. I'll let you get out of here with this. Coach, you still go out and do a lot of scouting and help a lot of the area teams prepare for their next opponents. And as I see coaches in the stand trying to scout a team out there, you're there about as much as anybody. What do you think of the state of the game right now in Central Nebraska and everybody that you've seen?
Good question. I mean, I guess it depends who you're scouting and who you're looking at. I'd say overall, I've said this a lot of places. I guess I'm a little concerned with fundamental skills, to be honest, and team play. I think, again, there's a lot of really good coaches and a lot of really good teams in that, but overall, I am, I don't know if concern's the right word because I don't have, I don't have a team involved anymore, but, just a lot of things like shot selection and the fundamentals and not just with shooting, but just fundamental skills. One thing that, drove me nuts as a coach and still today is carelessness with the ball. Kids trying to do too much sometimes and trying to, play too fast. Once in a while, not maybe taking care of the ball a lot, but so I would say that on the one part, the skills maybe need to be developed a little bit more. But on the other hand, I think when you take a look around at some of the athletes, I think athletically, kids are much stronger than they were in the past. So I think you have a little bit of both. You've got some kids that are better athletes, maybe quicker, and just all around, but. Maybe the skills aren't quite where they, I guess I'd like to see them.
Mike Trader spending some time with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget that the Hastings Area All-Star Games tomorrow night at Adams Central High School. The girls at 6, the boys at 8. And Mike, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always great catching up with you.
Yeah, guys, thank you. Thank you for everything you do for high school sports and sports in this area and everything you do. So I appreciate it.
You bet, bud. Take care. Tomorrow night, All-Star Game, Mike Trader, of course. Former Hastings College coach has done so much for the sport in the state of Nebraska, and he continues to.
Yeah, I never played an All-Star game, so I wouldn't know what that's like. But, it's that time of year. Mike Trader's games, everything else coming up. This is a good way to get it started.
We got Shrine Soccer. We've got the Shrine football game in June this year because they moved it up. The 8-man All-Star game, the Kansas-Nebraska 8-man All-Star game. The Nebraska Wrestling Coaches Association duel is next week. We've talked with Brian Seibert already about that. We'll talk with his counterpart, Mike Juergens from Millard West, next week on the Doug and Daddy Show. So got all that to talk about as well. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox.
Let's do that. What you got there?
Rusty and Lamar.
Hello, Rusty.
Might be an alias. But
maybe.
Would Commissioner Seelig change the judgment if, for example, Galarraga or manager Jim Leyland would have gone ballistic and have gotten tossed from the game and faced possible fines or suspensions?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
he wasn't budging.
Yeah, I think you're right.
That's just the way baseball is, for better or for worse. In this case, for worse, they're not going to change it just because it's the right thing to do, unfortunately.
Well, maybe. Maybe the crusty old fart, Bud Seelig. I'm going to call him Koff, C-O-F.
Okay.
Would feel a little bit better if he saw the gang up at Complete Nutrition and tried Charger and got him going again.
Maybe.
So he doesn't nod off and take a nap.
Certainly wouldn't hurt. Time.
Maybe
Yeah. Maybe
he could stay up and watch some of this, make some decisions in the morning because it's finally here. The number one store for exclusive weight loss, sports nutrition, and vitamin supplements is Complete Nutrition right here in Kearney. If you want weight loss, increase energy, and to burn stubborn fat, then Complete Nutrition can get you fast results. You want to pack it on? That's right, hard muscle, increase your strength and stamina. Complete Nutrition delivers hardcore gains. I know the wedding night is coming up for you, Baz. Maybe
right.
A little Charger.
Might need to get a little Charger
Gatorade.
For me. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Put that up.
Did I just mess up the gift? I'm giving you some Gatorade. Wow.
Awkward.
You want the healthiest, most effective organic herbs, vitamins, and healthy aging products? Then Complete Nutrition has the best products for you at the best price. Complete Nutrition, located north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue. You can check them out online, CompleteNutrition.com, or call 338-1-FIT. That's the number one, fit, look, feel, and perform better with Complete Nutrition. Olympic medalist, well, gold medalist, not just a medalist.
Yeah.
And, of course, a member of the Wrestling Hall of Fame as of tomorrow night. Rulon Gardner is going to join us when we come back.
This Memorial Day, I will not turn my backyard into a botanical wonderland.
I will simply water the lawn.
I will go to Ace.
And get it done fast.
And then I will grill the world's biggest steak. Get in, get help, and get on with your life. At Ace's Memorial Day weekend sale, get an Adirondack chair for just $29.99 and Roundup Weed and Grass Killer for just $9.99 a gallon with an extra $4 mail-in rebate. At Ace, the helpful place. Prices and rebate good at participating stores May 28th through 31st. Limit 2 on rebates. See store for details.
Hey, Subway $5 footlong fans, it's
Carl
Edwards. Ryan Howard.
Michael Strahan here.
So many footlongs are $5.
$5 footlong.
Yards and yards of them.
From the tasty oven-roasted chicken to the Black Forest ham.
That'll hit the sweet spot.
Of any $5 footlong fan.
Everyone loves Subway $5 footlong subs. From the zesty spicy Italian to the newest $5 footlong sub, the deliciously new Orchard Chicken Salad. Available for a limited time.
Subway.
Eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, prices, and participation. Are not valid in Alaska and Hawaii. Excludes premium subs. Additional charge for express.
Dyna-Gro has soybeans, good old Roundup Ready, new Roundup Ready to Yield, SDS Stack, and plain old conventional beans like 36K26, a great 2.6 maturity, 36C28 for overall reliability and high pH fields, 39R29 for dry land or top irrigated ground, 31RY32, a new Roundup Ready to Yield that beat everything last year. Dyna-Gro has beans. Call Dyna-Gro today at 1-800-652-9298. That's 1-800-652-9298.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine developing in our forecast today with a warm high temperature near 90 degrees. And for tonight, we could see a slight chance for a scattered shower or storm. Otherwise, expect clouds with a low of 62. I'm meteorologist Sam Zadiski. Right now, 75.
Duck and Danny's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I think it's a pretty easy Ace Hardware Bull or No Bull question of the day. Rulon Gardner is the biggest stud we've ever had on the show.
Besides you.
Well, you know.
Besides Derek, maybe.
Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. Check out their Toro's Time Cutter Z4200 zero-turn mower at Ace. And you know the best part about it? All power equipment fully assembled, serviced, and ready to go. Backing it with service after the sale. And Ace offers free in-town delivery. Ace Hardware and Garden Center in Kearney and Grand Island. You know what? I'll bet if you live like in Amherst or St. Labor, you could bribe them to come the extra couple of miles.
I bet you
and
could.
Deliver that as well.
Well, it's God's country out there in Amherst.
It is a big weekend for one of the greatest athletes in the history of Nebraska athletics. And, of course, he has earned his spot in Olympic lore for the United States. Responsible for one of the greatest Olympic upsets of all time, former Husker wrestler Rulon Gardner is going to be inducted into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum during ceremonies tomorrow night in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And we are very pleased to once again welcome in the Logan, Utah native Rulon Gardner to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Rulon, it's been a while. Welcome back and congratulations.
Well, thank you. It's always good to be back in Husker Nation, and I appreciate it. And it's you know, it's just pretty phenomenal to think of all that, all I've been through, and now to be inducted. That's a pretty special honor for me and for a Husker.
Rulon, what have you been up to in the last year or two? I think we were talking when the book came out, when you were doing a lot of different things and still being very competitive. What's going on with Rulon Gardner right now?
Well, you know, it's kind of, life, it always kind of slowly, changes, and it always gives you opportunities. And now for about the last 4 years, I've actually been building a health club. I'm actually from Afton, Wyoming. I'm living in Logan, Utah, and I built a 25,000 square foot health club, and I have you know, MMA, I have mixed martial arts there. I have wrestling. I have about 140 wrestlers I've been working with at our local club, just building wrestling and starting to build, you know, hopefully a little business empire as of a health club, and then eventually start coaching those kids to get back to the, you know, the national team, and then hopefully eventually get some Olympians so we can start competing at that Olympic level. The Russians are just too competitive. They're kicking everybody's butt right now. So we need to start raising some better wrestlers and hopefully some better, you know, Olympic wrestlers. It's just a difference between the Russians. They're just that dominant in the sport of wrestling.
Well, obviously, Rulon Gardner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Your win over a Russian, not just any Russian, but maybe the best of all time, continues to put your lore up there as an Olympian. Everybody talks about anywhere from Dwight Clark's catch for the Niners, Matt Davison's catch for the Husker football team, the one defining moment. Do you think that that one defining moment has maybe got you in the Hall of Fame, or as we all know, it was the big course of work during your career?
You know, it was, you know, probably a combination of both, but I think, you know, not only winning the gold medal in 2000 to beat Alexander Karelin, you know, 13-time World Olympic champion, to beating him to, you know, the year after coming back and winning the world championships. And, you know, most people say, you know, you're not a true champion until you do it 2 years in a row. And, you know, coming back to that and then going through the near-death experience on the snowmobile and then ultimately coming back and losing one toe and, you know, the feeling on my feet, but then coming back and to win the bronze medal at the 2004 Olympics, you know, a lot of people say that, you know, the probably the most amazing moment was to actually watch me win that bronze medal because of all the adversity to, you know, win the gold. The bronze meant more because I had to go through so much more to win that second medal. So I think it's kind of hopefully a more of a culmination of, you know, being on the national team and just, you know, continuing to work hard through adversity. I think that's what tells a little bit more about a person's character, that instead of that one victory, it's a culmination of one's career.
Rulon Gardner joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show, the former Husker going into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame and Museum. Ceremony is tomorrow night. Does it seem like that happened 10 years ago, or does it seem like it happened a week ago?
I still feel like it was a week ago. It's been, you know, it's been a whirlwind, you know, especially being on the national team and, you know, wrestling and training every day. You don't really sit back and think about what you've accomplished, you know. Now, since I retired, I've been able to reflect a lot more and enjoy it a lot more instead of having to compete. But, you know, every day is a miracle. You know, I grew up, you know, spending 29 years just trying to get to the Olympics and, you know, graduate as a Husker and do those things. And then now, you know, ever since I won the gold medal, it's just every day has been a miracle. And every day, you know, I appreciate the opportunity to, you know, go to the Olympics, and it's changed my life forever. And, you know, I just enjoy it and hopefully try to, you know, get back as much as you can and share the, you know, share the vision with these young kids in this, you know, this great country that we live in, and let them know, you know what, through wrestling or through life or through hard work, you know, you can accomplish your goals just like I did. It takes a little bit of time and a little bit of commitment, but dreams come true in America.
Rulon Gardner with us on the Doug and Daddy Show, and no truer statement than what Rulon just said. I want to ask you about Nebraska's wrestling program right now. Do you keep up to date with that? Do you talk to coach? Are you a part of that at all?
You know, I do a little bit. You know, Mark Manning, you know, we'd kind of exchanged texts a few weeks ago. You know, I'd like to try to, you know, get back a little bit more. They had, you know, 2 years ago, they had a great year. This last year, they've, you know, they had a little bit of a tougher year, but, you know, it's NCAA wrestling is so competitive. You know, you're right across the border. You know, you got Iowa that, you know, they're coming back into their dominant ways. You have Okie State. You have, you know, Penn State now with, you know, Kel Sanderson. And, you know, it's just tougher to get these great wrestlers to come to these schools. And, you know, a lot of the kids, they realize that, you know, you want to fit in a certain type of position to where either it'll get you to win an NCAA title or it'll put you in a great position to make a run at the Olympic gold medal. And so, you know, I know Nebraska's putting the right steps forward, and, you know, Mark Manning is doing a great job. It's just, you know, it's hard to build a dynasty at wrestling, you know, when you have so many competitive schools within a matter of so many hundreds of miles. And, I know that the Husker Nation, you know, will come together, and I'd love to see, you know, that big run to win a first national championship in wrestling. It just takes a lot of, you know, just a lot of teamwork and a lot of support, and, you know, UNO and, you know, just, you know, UMK, and, you know, just the Husker Nation has a lot of great wrestling programs, and it's just not, you know, the University of Nebraska itself. There's a lot of great wrestling there in Nebraska, and hopefully we can just continue to build that momentum, and, you know, it transitions into the MMA world, and, you know, you can see what kind of great athletes are coming through the Husker Nation, and, you know, hopefully someday we can get some Olympians and get more Olympic athletes out of the great, you know, network of teams.
Rulon Gardner's with us for just another moment. I haven't had a chance to ask you this before, and maybe you won't know, but UNK, you mentioned that, had a great heavyweight that qualified for the world team in Tervel Dolagnev. Have you had a chance to see him, work with him, know him at all?
Yeah, I have, after last year at the world team trials, and I had a chance to talk to him a little bit. He's a great athlete. He's got some great movement. I know he's competitive to win in that first medal and to, you know, get in, definitely on the podium to where, you know, he can, you know, step in there, because American heavyweights, Greco-Roman and freestyle have over the years been dominant. Bruce Bumgardner, you know, for his reign of, 12 to, 16 years, he won 4 Olympic medals. He won 2 gold, 2 bronze, or 1 bronze, 1 silver, heavyweights have been dominant, and I'd love to continue to work. I think I'm going to spend more time this summer out at the Olympic Training Center, you know, trying to train the national team. I got to do the broadcasting in the Beijing Olympics, and I got to share, you know, the sport of wrestling with America through NBC, and, you know, we didn't do as well as we wanted to, and, the NBC, they love the sport of wrestling just because of the hard work and the character it builds, and hopefully we can continue to kind of build that momentum to let people see, you know, what we can accomplish. And I think Tervel, you know, if he continues to, you know, learn and grow and adapt, you know, I have no doubt that he'll be on the medal podium at the Olympics. And then eventually, you know, he will win the Olympic gold medal. And it just comes about hard work and, you know, time on the mat and commitment in oneself.
Well, Rulon, we just can't tell you how much we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Youngest of 9 kids out of Afton, Wyoming, and Olympic gold medalist, now going into the National Wrestling Hall of Fame tomorrow night in Stillwater, Oklahoma. A great class going in. So many honors have come your way, and a class act all the way. We hope to catch up with you again sometime in the future. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
Oh, I will. And, you know, it's funny, about 2 or 3 times a year, I'm always through Nebraska speaking little towns, big towns, and, you know, I always love to go back through Lincoln, and it just, you know, it's just memories and memory lanes, but, you know, just lets you know, you know what, doesn't matter where you grow up, it matters, you know, what you have in your heart, because you can do great things, you know, through hard work and determination.
Take care, buddy. Enjoy the weekend. Right. Rulon
Thanks,
Gardner. Thanks, Rulon. Rulon Gardner. It's the whole package right there. It's the whole pack. A kid that just matured and was able to handle all the things that all the publicity and the awards when he went through the whirlwind there, handled it. And as you know, if you don't know, all you have to do is kind of Google a little Rulon Gardner that got lost on a snowmobile in an accident, almost froze to death, lost the toe. And we have talked with him about that. It's in books, so much out there. But, if you want to know more about Rulon, all you got to do is Google it. And there's so much out there. What a great representative for the university. Obviously, he grew up in Wyoming, but the youngest of 9 kids on a dairy farm in Wyoming.
Yeah, and, you know, like you said, great ambassador, not only for Nebraska, but for the sport of wrestling. You know, to hear him talk, he's got this new training center, 25,000 square foot training center, where he's training kids to become wrestlers, and you can tell he's passionate about that, and it's something that's not only good for wrestling now, but good for the future of wrestling.
I think next time that they have an MMA event around here, him and Daddy.
I like that.
Cage it up.
I'd love to see that.
Daddy would tap out before the first bell.
Oh, yeah.
There is some disappointment throughout the entire state of Nebraska at this moment.
Yeah.
Plus an email from H-Man. We'll tell you about the disappointment. We'll tell you about the email. We'll bring it to you. And Chris Basnett, pinch hitting for Big Daddy. It's all coming up next on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Listen, Sarah, I just wanted to say that I love you. I mean it. You know, maybe you and I should take this to the next level. Sarah? Sarah?
My name's Rachel.
Wake up and stay alert with Axe Rise Morning Shower Gel. No matter what goes down, Axe will fix you up. To find out more, visit thefixers.com.
I can't wait till this place opens.
Hey, someone's shining a spotlight on us.
Oh, hello, officer.
Why are you boys camped out in front of Buffalo Wild Wings?
We're getting ready for Wing Tuesday's specially priced wings.
Hey, boys!
We got company. It's Steve.
Stay calm. I'll taser him if need be.
Is that a real stun gun?
Celebrate Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings with specially priced wings all day, every Tuesday. You have to be here. Price participation vary by location. Try our new dry seasonings. Salt and vinegar, chipotle barbecue, buffalo, and desert heat.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuhl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Now's the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have the chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities, including track and field, cycling, golf, bowling, basketball, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 12th through the 15th in Kearney. Don't wait to sign up. Go to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2010 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
The boys of June are back, beginning on the 19th.
The College World Series determines the best of the D1 Diamonds.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation has it covered.
Doug and Daddy have coaches' interviews, beat writers, broadcasters, and past players. And of course, all the games. Soon in June on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
We'll see blue skies and sunshine developing in our forecast today with a warm high temperature near 90 degrees. And for tonight, we could see a slight chance for a scattered shower or storm. Otherwise, expect clouds with a low of 62. I'm meteorologist Sam Zdanowski. Right now, 75.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Chris Baz down to the Kearney Hub.
Yeah.
And Big Daddy. Sadness as we were interviewing Rulon Gardner.
It's a tough day for Nebraskans everywhere outside of the whole Rulon Gardner thing. We just had a young lady from Omaha, Nebraska, in the Scripps Howard National Spelling Bee. Went down, went out. It was a difficult word. I don't even remember what it was.
Just a diarrhea or something. I mean, it was... It was as ugly as that sounds, and she goes out from the Omaha World. She had, like, the longest name of anybody that's been up there so far, like Johannes Miller or something.
Yeah,
like
Johannes
that.
Miller.
And out. There's some kid up there sponsored by the Japan Times. What?
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 Huh?
Huh? I don't know. I don't know, man.
And then the next kid comes up, you know, this girl from Nebraska gets, like, the impossible word, and the next kid comes up and gets paravane.
Paravane. P-A-I-R-V-E-I-N. Paravane.
How
two
hard
veins.
Is paravane?
It's two veins.
You got a pair of veins. Could you use it in a sentence? In my legs, I have a pair of veins.
Yeah.
Which, of course, is nowhere near exactly.
No, that's not even close to how it's spelled, but, yeah, whatever.
It's not good.
I'd like to point out that I got seventh in the Buffalo County Spelling Bee way back when.
Let's go to the Dead Popper inbox for H-Man from Riverdale, who has been quiet for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is fairly short for H-Man from Riverdale. Maybe he's got one of those phones that you can type on. I don't know.
One of those newfangled things.
He weighs in on Bud Selig, and he comes out blazing. Bud Selig is the worst commissioner in the history of professional sports.
Wow.
He closed his eyes during the steroid era in the 1990s. He continued to set when steroids were exposed. And now he has denied the 21st perfect game in Major League Baseball. He chose to cheat Armando Galarraga out of his place in history. I feel like Alice falling through the looking glass. Down is up, up is down. But even in Wonderland, Bud Selig has no clue. And then he finishes with goodbye and good luck to Derek.
Aww.
Thank you.
Some warm and fuzzies.
One of the nicest things he's ever said in an email, I think.
And really, he's actually right in the whole email, which is also different.
I wonder what his thoughts are on Kennesaw Mountain Landis if he thinks Bud Selig's the worst commissioner in the history of sports. I suppose he was around for that era. I don't know.
You know.
Whatever.
Mountain made some, probably made some coin on the Black Sox.
Had a sweet name.
God, it is Wonderland, though. It is Alice in Wonderland. It just... I you got to go deep into the thesaurus to find something that is like befuddlement, because I just...
What about thesaurus instead of thesaurus? I know you're confused. It's okay.
A thesaurus?
You want to hold each other for a while?
A thesaurus?
A thesaurus?
Somebody the other day, God, where was it, didn't know how to say posthumously. That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's
that. Or you just grab the copy, you haven't read it, and you go, what's that word? Posthumously.
Posthumously.
Oh, posthumous. Not good.
Awkward.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. That's what it was. Being,
yeah.
They're being honored in something.
Yeah.
You know what? We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of his passing. So
How crazy is that? Huh?
I expect a special week
of
Michael Jackson-themed music. Also a sad day because our little buddy Grant is decided to get married. What the hell is he thinking? He's an employee here.
I don't understand it. There's no reason for anybody to ever get married, ever.
Of course, I guess his fiance is the one we actually should be questioning.
Well, she's obviously insane. I don't even
telling
know
the man. I've been telling the man all week, you still have time to run for the hills.
Yeah,
literally.
As I tell everyone that I am associated with, I always keep the gas tank in my vehicle full on Friday, and we'll go as far as it'll take us.
You know what?
I will kick your ass out anywhere you want. You want to go with tonight, tomorrow morning, we're gone.
Let's keep that in mind for next Friday, a week from today.
For Grant, I will get to... We'll go anywhere tomorrow, just so I'm back in time for Randy Travis at the Cattlemen's.
There you go.
Going to that. You're going.
I'm going front row seats for Randy Travis.
Oh, maybe you'll catch a pick.
That'd be neat.
That's going to be fun, folks. I know there's no reason to pimp it anymore because the tickets are sold. But it's just such a great event. And, boy, the amount of people that are putting work in on this
is unbelievable.
Outstanding. I know they've got things going on today. The golf tournament's going on now. This show got in the way of that again. Or just my pathetic golf game. And then they've got a little reception tonight, and just looking forward to a great time tomorrow. Have you been to one before?
I've never been to one before. I'm really looking forward to going out tomorrow. We're going to have some dinner. We're going to check out the auction. I have some connections out there with the auction and know some people. So, you know, check that out. Going to listen to a little Randy Travis, eat a little prime rib. Should be a great time. So good.
RMAX Dane Toby. UNK is the RMAC Male Athlete of the Month. That's the second time he's received that. I suppose if you're the National Track Athlete of the Year in Division II, you're probably going to win a few awards.
That's nice. They can make him Athlete of the Month.
Chris Basnett filling in for Big Daddy today. There's baseball tournaments all over the place. Again, I think the big story of the day, we haven't even touched on this, NBA Finals, Derek. Derek's leaving us, okay? We've referenced it a couple times. Monday is your last day.
It's my swan song.
What are we doing Monday?
I don't know.
With Daddy out today, I knew you didn't want, well, you wanted to leave, but you said, okay, I'll come back on Monday.
Yeah. No, we'll just do a normal show.
We'll just be a parade of special guests coming in and out of the studio saying their goodbyes to Derek. We can do like a roast of Derek.
No. I don't think I'm that high profile. Very low.
Well, you're also humble.
We're not going to do
humble.
We're not
going to
do a roast. We're going to do like a prime rib ground beef chuck steak, and it's all coming from Troutman's Quality Meats.
Duh.
Oh, just a daddy. Whack. Cattleman's Ball Weekend, folks, and that means beef. USDA certified Angus beef. Troutman's has the best steaks around. Aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. They're always quality. Plus, USDA certified Angus ground beef and ground chuck. Great for grilling and right out of the case for you. Jalapeno brats, Italian sausage, fresh sausage as well. The bacon is to die for. It's so good. And I mean, they got ham. They got the sticks, which are just, you put them in your golf bag. You put them in the tackle box. You throw them in the cooler for the kids on that long trip. It'll keep them quiet because they're just so good.
Don't forget about them in your golf bag, though.
Oh well, that's bad. Yeah. They're still good, but
man, you'll eat them all before you forget about them. So it's okay.
Yeah, don't forget the beer. Troutman's has it, and it's ice cold with a nice selection of domestic and imported wines and beer to choose from, including Nebraska wines like Max Creek Wines, and the new Nebraska wine from Superior is Superior States Wines. So they've got the beef. They've got. Oh, it's just. Is the show over? I'm hungry. It's Troutman Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore on Highway 30, right here in Kearney. NBA. Derek, your thoughts, game one last night?
You know, I thought the Lakers looked pretty well. Looked pretty good last night. They started a little slow. They looked really good on the defensive end, which is a good thing for the Lakers. Boston looked a little discombobulated at times. They were, I'm not sure if what to take away from that. I think it was probably a one-time thing for Boston. I think they'll probably get it together in game two and maybe take that one from the Lakers there. But game one, I tell you what, if it continues like it's going, it's not going to be a very long series because LA looked very good last night. But I expect Boston to come back. Kobe, Gasol, I think are the two big things there. But Ron Artest also played a good game last night, hit a bunch of clutch three-pointers for him. So they look good.
Ron, my boy.
The one thing I kind of forgot, as much as I like Doc Rivers, I suppose the coaching edge goes to Phillip.
I would say with 11 championships.
Phil Jackson's teams have won 47 straight playoff series when they win game one.
That's unbelievable.
Yo. And now we don't play again until Sunday night.
Yeah, well.
Game four of the NHL tonight. Your thoughts, Derek? We're going to be even at two apiece.
You think so? I'm going to take the Blackhawks.
I'm also taking the Blackhawks. Whoa. More skill, more speed.
Whoa. Yeah, they've all been very close games. Kind of toss-up games, really, outside of, you know, that first game was kind of a fluke deal with Philadelphia not taking any penalties and then still losing the game. But I like the Blackhawks to bounce back in game four.
Also, I mean, if they tell you someone's gravely ill, like John Wooden, it's not good. And John Wooden, the legendary UCLA basketball coach, 99, Bill Walton went and visited him in the hospital earlier this week. I'm guessing sometime over the weekend we're going to have that to deal with. Yeah. Also, the passing of Guy Murray, his funeral is going on right now to all the family. We've talked about that earlier in the week. Legendary Hall of Famer and did so much for the sport of baseball around here and will be missed. And you know what? After he retired, also a fun guy to see around, whether it was downtown or at Meadowlark Hills or wherever it was. They're going to be a man short in that five-some. And I don't know who's going to drive the cart. Who's going to drive the cart without
question.
Coach Murray around?
Yeah.
It's insane. Baz, I want to get one more time your thoughts on this whole expansion deal. It just seems to me like Nebraska will not be in the Big 12, and who knows if there will even be a Big 12 anymore.
That's exactly what I was going to say. These Big 12 North schools might have to go join the Northern Sun Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, you know, hang out with Minnesota State, Mankato, and Wayne State and all them schools the way this is going. But, yeah, the Pac-10 thing really kind of came out of left field. I think everybody was surprised to hear that. It'll be interesting to see what happens, especially if this does go through and you see these Big 12 South schools going west. What do the Big 6, Big 12 North schools do? What does Baylor do? Not that Baylor needs a conference, but, you know, you have to wonder. These next couple of years, these next few weeks are going to be very, very interesting when it comes to conference realignment.
I just, this thing with everybody going to the Pac-10 would be very, very, very intriguing.
How'd you like to be all these Texas schools and have to play in the Pac-10 with the travel that'd be involved with that every other week?
Live from Pullman, Washington, it's the Washington State Cougars in Lubbock, Texas Tech Red Raiders. Woo!
Yeah.
The NCAA baseball tournament gets underway today, and all five Big 12 schools are involved. You follow that?
I love the NCAA baseball tournament. One of my favorite things to watch all year long.
Starting today.
I want to watch the kid from Florida International, see if he can keep the hitting streak going. The Whittles kid, I think he's playing right now, actually. We'll have to see if he can get another hit, get it up to 55 games. Yeah,
he's at 54.
Can he drive 55? There's the headline right there.
The sickest thing outside of that, the sickest thing is that if they don't play enough games while he has the streak going.
Yeah, that'd be too bad. But it's going to take some work for him. They're a four seed going into that regional, so they're going to have to win at least one and at least give him a chance. If they can pull an upset today or pull an upset in the loser's bracket, then maybe he's got a chance. But
well, so much going on this weekend and so much that's going to be fun.
A lot of fun stuff.
You know, good luck to you next week.
Thank you.
We're a week away because you're kind of having that Friday wedding deal.
Yeah, 1 week, 5 hours from now at 5 p.m., the wedding bells will ring for this guy.
You want to know more about the Baz Man and not the wedding, go to kearneyhub.com. The latest installment, and I may say, maybe even more embarrassing than you throwing the shot. Beth, blank versus Baz.
It's right now it's blank versus nobody, as Baz has been, so we'll see.
But you're giving me some encouragement. You've got some more sports. I mean, he won't take you on in golf because you already kill him.
He'll keep ducking me.
We've got to find some sports that you can destroy.
Shuffleboard, maybe. Lawn darts.
Foreigner, that Pierce kid.
I can't stand him.
We want to thank Olympian and Hall of Famer Rulon Gardner for joining us on the show today, and Coach Mike Traynor. Daddy's back Monday. Hopefully he'll catch some fish. Fishing, golfing, cattleman's ball, whatever you're doing, enjoy it, folks. And Tarek's last show is Monday.
Oh, God.
See you then.
Bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.